Section 3. You will hear Tim and Jenny, two students, talking about their geography assessment. First, you'll have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm okay, but I'm really stressed out about our geography assessment next week. Have you done any work on it yet?
I've looked at it a little bit, but it would be helpful to discuss it with someone else. Do you want to chat about it with me?
That would be great. Do you know what the rules are for the test?
For our assessment last term, we were all required to collect raw data in order to achieve a pass. However, this term, the tutor has said that it won't be necessary for us to do this.
I read through the notes and they said that we are all going to be given a set of instructions that we can choose to follow if we wish, but it's not mandatory and we can complete the exam as we wish.
I don't think that the rules will be too strict. As long as we don't copy the answers from anyone else's exam paper, I think we'll be sure to pass.
Yes, I agree. Shall we put together a slideshow presentation with information on all of the volcanoes? I think it will really help us to revise the facts.
Okay, great. Let's start with Pompeii. It's the most well-known of all the volcanoes, so it should be easy to find lots of information about it online.
I'll avoid including some of the images in the presentation, as many people were killed, and some of them can be quite disturbing. We're lucky to have a double free period today, so we will have plenty of time to revise this together.
Okay, next up is Mount Fago. This is an ancient mythical volcano, the location of which is unclear. There are mountainous regions in both Mexico and the USA, both of which are rumored to be the site of this volcano.
It's not very scientific to list two separate locations for one volcano, but since no one has been able to prove which is the correct one, we're left with no choice. It's interesting that there is no other example of a volcano in existence today that is surrounded by so much mystery.
Absolutely. I think we should include some information about Mount Etna in Sicily, which is famous for the stunning panoramas that one can appreciate from its peak. According to Google, it's a relatively new volcano compared to others in the surrounding region, which may be why it has very few of the features found in older volcanoes.
Oh, how interesting.
Shall we include information on Mount Hurton? I don't think that any of the other students have carried out much research into it, even though it has a lot of unique features.
I think we should leave it out. Since it's a man-made volcano, it's not that relevant to our syllabus and probably won't be included in any of the exam questions.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Have you gotten feedback from your tutor on your presentation last week?
Yes, I have, but I don't think he was very impressed. He was satisfied by the amount of research that I had prepared before I started, but he criticized the fact that I was mostly summarizing the facts instead of giving my own opinion.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was frustrating that he criticized my work, but in the end, I learned a lot from my tutor's feedback. He advised me that next time I should present my work as a short documentary film, which he thinks will help me to strengthen my arguments. What topic was your presentation based on?
I chose to write about the lack of knowledge that most people have about volcanoes, and the fact that they see them in such a negative way. During documentaries and lectures, the scientific experts often neglect to mention the many positive features that volcanoes possess.
That sounds really interesting. Well done.
I think everyone enjoyed watching, but I was really nervous about talking in front of an audience. I also felt very underprepared, since I didn't finish writing the presentation until the night before, and therefore had no time to rehearse it.
I'm sure it was great. Is there any other information that you think we should include in our slideshow for revision?
Yes, I think it's important that we list all of the differences between active and extinct volcanoes, as there will definitely be a question on this topic. There are no documentaries on the subject, but there's a very informative website that discusses the geological structure of each volcano type.
Okay, well, I'll continue collecting images and you can carry on with the online research.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.